So, Rachel, did you finally read our book for our book
I'm
club?
almost
You
done.
are.
I'm almost done. This is the problem. When you take a book to bed, I get all excited. I think this is when I'm going to read my book. And slowly, as I read the words down the page, my eyes get a little heavy. So I've been working through it like a couple pages at a time. But it's a really well-written book. I think your point earlier in the show, we talked about a flawed protagonist,
Yes.
and how interesting that is, and how much we need empathy when we read a book. How much different people really require in a book. They want to feel connection, and how hard it is when that character is maybe someone you have some issues with about their moral composition, so to speak.
Well, it's one of the many subjects being discussed on the Bryant Park Project Book Club. We're having our very first series of book club meetings. I'm saying series because we've already got our second book picked. I don't want to go there yet. But the current BPP book club meeting online, it started yesterday. We've been taking your comments and your questions about our first book club pick. It's Hisham Mattar's In the Country of Men. There's been a really nice-sized group of people who've gotten involved, going back and forth. A lot of comments about this main character, as Rachel was alluding to, Suleiman, who some people found unlikable. David wrote, "I think most every boy his age is flawed." He's a 9-year-old in this book. "I was, vastly. He was living in a flawed family in a tragically flawed country. The other thing is, he is a boy. How high a standard do we have for 9-year-olds in bad situations? All that aside, I believe the author created a very believable character in Suleiman, multifaceted character. So he did his job. This little boy is living in Libya in 1979 under the rule of Muammar Gaddafi. And if you believe anything differently than Muammar Gaddafi and his followers,
life is a little hard for you.
Life is a little hard for you. And this little boy's father was one of those people, and he witnessed quite a bit. And the question is, did what he witnessed help create his bad seedness, or was that naturally
what
who
came
he was?
First? Nurture nature. Also, Lindsay wrote this: "I really enjoyed getting a glimpse into life into Libya, a country which, frankly, I didn't know that much about. It inspired me to do more research on Libya's history. I really enjoyed the book because it felt so realistic. In a way, I feel there was lack of a strong climax, but I liked the narrative just because of that. The moments of violent temper from Suleiman made me cringe, and I had to question myself why I was so repulsed by this young boy acting in this manner, more so than by adult violence. I think it may be because as a child I remember doing those things, you know, are wrong and feeling very adult guilt afterward." That was a quote from Lindsay on our blog.
Another member of the BPP book club, Kim, wrote, "I was captivated by Suleiman's ability to transmit his feelings, especially when he hardly understood them, and when his mother inappropriately says she and he are two halves of the same whole. To the boy, these words felt like a gift I didn't want. To me, this scene attests to the yearning between mother and son, the yearning they are unable to satisfy, and this yearning stays with the man Suleiman, who at the end of the novel asks, why does our country long for us so savagely?" There's also some interesting discussion going on about the mom, because the mom has got
an
alcohol problem, which she does not handle particularly well, and how that the impact that that has on the family.
Yeah.
So that's another whole thread that has started up. If you haven't finished the book, or if you're interested just reading some of the comments, if you've, you know, maybe you've got the audiobook or you just read the synopsis on Amazon, I think you could join in.
Yeah, totally. And those are, as we said, just some of the comments from the blog on this book, In the Country of Men by Hisham Mattar. And book reviewer Sarah Goodyear has been moderating our discussion. And later today, we are going to talk with Hisham Mattar about his book. Allison's going to do this interview. It'll air later in the week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to air that on this week? Great. So if you read the book and have questions for him, go to our blog. For the next couple of hours, we're going to take your questions, and Allison can put him to the author himself. NPR.org/Bryant Park. Post your comment or question there.
Coming up on the audio portion of this show, the cloak and dagger world of treasure hunting. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.